Well, God bless you. It's great to be with you today. And I hope you'll stay connected with us during the week through our daily podcast, our YouTube channel, social media, and you can come visit us in person. We'd love to have you be a part of one of our services. I'd like to start with something funny. And I heard about this pastor. He found a small box hidden in his wife's closet. And he opened it up. And there were 6 eggs and 1,000 $1 bills. And he asked his wife about it. She explained how every time he preached a bad sermon, she put an egg in the box. After 35 years of ministering, he felt pretty good about himself. Only 6 bad sermons. He then asked what the $1,000 was. She said, every time I got a dozen eggs, I sold them for a dollar. I told Pastor Earl, I talked to his wife, and she's got $2,500 in that box. Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about when God moves fast. We all have things we're believing for and dreams to come to pass and problems to turn around. We're being our best, doing the right thing, but we don't see anything improving. And the scripture says it's through faith and patience that we receive the promise. Sometimes God takes us little by little. The promise is going to happen over time, a process where our character is developed and we're learning to trust Him. But that's not the only way God works. He has these moments of favor where He's going to do things fast, a sudden turnaround, a speedy recovery, a quick work. You didn't see any sign of it. You're just going along, being faithful. God stepped in and hit fast forward. He accelerated what you were believing for. You thought it would take years to pay your house off, but one contract, one phone call, and it happened in a fraction of the time. Or it looked like a long road to recovery in your health, long road to overcome that addiction, but suddenly things changed in your favor. You defied the odds. That wasn't luck. That was the God who moves fast, speeding up what should have taken years. See, the same God that will take you little by little at times will accelerate things. You can't explain it, doesn't make sense, but suddenly He thrusts you ahead. And all the circumstances may say it's going to take a long time to get out of that legal problem, or for your child to get back on course, to meet the right person. What you can't see is God has already lined up these moments where He's going to do a quick work. Where suddenly you meet the right person. Suddenly the problem resolves. Suddenly your child comes back home. When you're in a waiting season, and you don't see anything improving, it's easy to get discouraged, feel like God has forgotten about you. No, stay in faith. Your time is coming. God sees you doing the right thing when it's hard. He sees you being your best, even though you've been overlooked. He hears you thanking Him. Even though you feel stuck, you are showing God that you trust Him. We all go through these waiting seasons, but here's the good news. Those seasons are not permanent. There is a harvest season coming, a time where God will make things happen fast, a sudden shift. You couldn't make it happen. It's the hand of God speeding things up, moving you into your purpose. And the right attitude is, God, I'm going to trust you in the waiting seasons when you're taking me little by little. But Lord, I believe you have these acceleration moments, these times where you'll do a quick work, a sudden breakthrough that thrusts me into my destiny. This is what happened with Elijah. The Israelites got off course and started worshiping other gods. The king of Israel, Ahab, married a woman from Phoenicia. They worshiped the god Baal. They believed Baal controlled the weather, rain, clouds, and sun. God sent Elisha to King Ahab. Chapter 17, he said, as the Lord God of Israel lives, there will be no rain and no dew on the ground for years. Since they had forsaken Jehovah, there was going to be a drought. Of course, water was a necessity in that area for their crops, for their animals. That's how they survived. God told Elijah to not go back home, but to go to the brook Cherith and live there. It's significant that Elijah was in a drought caused by other people's poor choices. He had to leave his home and hide by the brook because someone else did wrong. And sometimes other people's actions have caused us trouble. We're in a drought because they wouldn't do right. But look at how good God is. God told Elijah to go to the brook and he would command the ravens to feed him there. Even though there was no food, no provision, every morning these ravens brought food in their beaks and dropped it off to him. This was delivery before DoorDash. This was God taking care of his people. I always thought the ravens were the food, that the birds came like quail in the desert, where the Israelites ate the quail. Well, Elijah would eat the ravens, but this was different. The ravens weren't the meal, they brought food to him. When you honor God, he will take care of you. Other people may have put you at a disadvantage. They made choices that caused you trouble and heartache. Now you're in a drought. Don't worry, God will have the ravens find you. He'll provide in a supernatural way. You keep doing the right thing. Keep honoring him when others are compromising, taking the easy way out, worshiping other gods. They're not going to stop your destiny. People are not your source. God is your source. He controls the universe. If he has to have birds bring you food, so to speak, unusual provision, uncommon opportunity, he knows how to take care of you. When Elijah declared this drought, he didn't have time to prepare for it. He couldn't run down to Costco, stock up his shelves. This was a surprise to him, an unexpected storm. When you face things that you didn't see coming, stay in peace. God has you covered. He's going to send ravens your way. He's going to have the provision come to you. David said, I was young and now I'm old and I've never once seen the righteous forsaken. When you honor God, you are connected to a supply line that will never run dry. The economy is not your source. Your company, your boss, sure, we're grateful for employment, but they're not your source. Your 401k, your stocks, no, God is your source. He makes streams in the desert. He brought a coin out of a fish for Peter. He brought water out of a rock, manna in the desert. He knows how to take care of you. And this drought went on, not for a month, not for a year, but for 3.5 years. You never read where Elijah complained, God, why did this happen? He wanted to be out ministering, performing miracles, but he's hiding by the brook. Eventually, he moved to a widow's house where she took care of him. He's in a waiting season, a holding pattern. He's not seeing the promise. He's just being sustained. What you do in the waiting seasons will determine whether you get stuck there or you see God step in and accelerate things. And sitting in that drought, no sign of things changing, Elijah said in verse 41, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. He heard something in his spirit that contradicted what he saw with his eyes. All the circumstances says there's no rain. You're in a drought, everything is dead, but faith is believing what you're hearing and not what you're seeing. God will speak things to your heart, but there's no sign of it. All the circumstances say you're not going to get well, but inside you hear, I am restoring health back to you. Your business may be slow. You don't see how you can get ahead, but inside you hear, you will lend and not borrow. It looks like your child's never going to get back in course. But that still small voice says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now the key is don't let what you see talk you out of what you've heard. You have to believe what God promised you and not what the circumstances are telling you. Elijah went on top of Mount Carmel and began to thank God for rain that was coming, thanking him for something that he couldn't see. He asked his assistant to go to the other side of the mountain to look and see if there were any signs of rain. He came back, "No, Elijah, not a cloud in the sky. It's perfectly clear." Elijah didn't say, "Man, I must have heard God wrong. I don't think this drought will ever end." But we kept believing. He kept praying. He told the assistant to go check again. He went out and came back with the same negative report 6 times. Nothing has changed. Elijah could have let the facts talk him out of it. No sign of rain. Been this way a long time. But he had the assistant go check again. On the 7th time, he said, "This time, Elijah, I saw a little cloud in the sky, just about the size of a man's hand." That's all Elijah needed, a little sign, a little breakthrough. He told King Ahab, "You better get in your chariot and get down this mountain as fast as you can. There's about to be an abundance of rain." Verse 45, the Message translation says, "Things happened fast. The sky grew black with clouds. There was a mighty rainstorm." Was it like these clouds rolled in over a few days? The weather got a little overcast, more cloudy. Over time, this big storm. No, things happened fast. These clouds didn't drift in. They formed overhead. One moment it was sunny and blue. The next moment there was an abundance of rain. You may have situations where, like Elijah, all the circumstances says, you're not going to get well. You're just like you were a year ago. You're not going to get out of debt or break the addiction. Nothing has changed. You're still single, still have that child breaking your heart, still no closer to your dream. Can I encourage you? Things are going to happen fast. You can't see it coming. There's no sign of it happening. That doesn't mean God is not going to do it. He's going to accelerate the process. He doesn't have to have clouds blow in, the sky get dark a traditional way. It's going to be supernatural. Something you can't explain, a sudden breakthrough, a quick work. 2003, the Houston City Council voted for Lakewood to have this facility, the former Compaq Center. It was more than we could imagine, a dream come true. But while we were still celebrating, the company that owns all the property around this building filed a federal lawsuit to try to keep us from moving in. They said we violated the deed restrictions. Our attorneys told us that it could be tied up in the courts for up to 10 years and that there was no guarantee that we would win. The longer they waited, the worse it was for us. There was no reason for them to try to work it out. We had a building that we couldn't do anything with. I'd already announced to the church that we're going to move in, and people had given funds, and I'd wake up in the night thought saying, "Joel, you're going to look like a fool. What if you don't win the lawsuit? What if that building sits there for years?" We tried to reach out to the other side, but they didn't want to talk. A month went by, 2 months, 3 months, no word. We had this promise in our spirit. We heard abundance of rain, but we didn't see any clouds. No sign of things improving. These are tests. Are you going to give up because the clouds haven't formed? Let the negative reports talk you out of it. There will always be people that try to discourage you and tell you how it's not going to work out. It's too big. It's too late. The report too bad. You're not qualified. Tune all that out. Don't let them talk you out of what God put in your heart. They didn't hear what you heard. Don't expect them to understand. You have to walk by faith and not by what you see. Let what you heard in your spirit overrule what you see with your eyes. Just because there are no clouds in the sky doesn't mean God is not working. Just because your assistant came in, your cousin, your friend, the expert, and said, "It's not going to happen. It's still sunny and blue. You'll never get the building, never get well, never meet the right person." They're telling you what they see. But what they can't see is what God is about to do. What God has coming is not going to be natural. It's not going to make sense. It's not something you can put on paper, calculate, plan. God is supernatural. He can bring rain without clouds, healing without medicine, abundance without the training. One day I received a call from our attorneys saying that the other side wanted to meet. Our attorney said it was probably a distraction, just to bring confusion and we shouldn't talk with them. But something down in my spirit said to do it. I knew we were supposed to meet. The CEO of the company walked in and he came right up to me. He said, "Joel, I watch you on television every week and my son-in-law is a youth pastor." I wasn't expecting that. I thought he's gonna say, "We don't want you here. We're gonna fight you every step of the way." But God is working behind the scenes, lining up the people you need. I feel it, y'all. God is working behind the scenes, lining up the people you need, the breaks you need, the favor you need. What He has purposed for your life, no person can stop. No company, no lawsuit, no sickness, no addiction. God has the final say. We sat down and met that day, and about 4 hours later, he told his attorneys, "Drop the lawsuit and let them have the building." Not only that, they leased us 9,000 covered parking spaces. Looked like it was going to be tied up for years, but things happened fast. God accelerated the process. You don't know what God is up to in your life. Problems that look like they'll take years to resolve, and dreams that seem like it'll take a lifetime. No, get ready. Acceleration is coming. God is going to speed things up. A sudden shift, a breakthrough, a healing, a turnaround that you couldn't plan. You couldn't explain it. It's the God who moves fast. And yes, I realize there are waiting seasons and these times where God takes us little by little and we don't see anything improving, but that's not how your story ends. God has already lined up these acceleration moments where He'll do in a fraction of the time what should have taken years. If you're in one of those waiting seasons, my challenge is wait in faith. Wait knowing that God controls time, that He can do things fast. You're not falling behind. One touch of God's favor will put you 50 years down the road. When you know this, there's an expectancy. You're thanking Him for what's coming, and you're believing that something good is going to happen. That's what causes God to go to work. But the enemy would love for us to miss these acceleration moments because we talk ourselves out of it. We let other people discourage us. If Elijah would have listened to his assistant and let that negative take root, he wouldn't have seen the abundance. If he would have let his own thoughts discourage him and reason it out, "Man, there's no clouds. This drought's never going to end," we wouldn't be talking about it. God works where there's faith. Like Elijah, many of you have been faithful in the drought, doing the right thing when nothing's improving, thanking God when you don't see any sign of it. You are on the verge of acceleration. God is about to speed up what should have taken years. Promotion you weren't qualified for. Your business is thrust to a new level. Your health suddenly turns around. You can't explain it. It's divine acceleration. It's the God who moves fast. This is what Isaiah said in chapter 60. "The least of you will become 1,000, the smallest a mighty nation." This is talking about increase, abundance, God exceeding our expectations. But it doesn't say this will happen over a lifetime, normal growth, ordinary promotion. It goes on to say, "When it's your time, I will do this quickly." God is saying, I have these moments that I've ordained for you where I'm going to quickly make things happen. You can't reach the fullness of your destiny with just ordinary breaks. Gradual promotion, usual increase. So God says, at the right time, if you'll just keep being faithful, you're going to come into these seasons of acceleration. Moments where, like Elijah, you look up and say, wow, that happened fast. There were just no clouds in the sky. My assistant told me 6 times, now out of nowhere, abundance of rain. From drought to a downpour in a moment's time. Looked like this building would be tied up for 10 years, but in 4 hours it was resolved. What you're facing, your health, your family, your finances, may look like it'll always limit you, but you don't know what God is up to. You can't see what He's planning behind the scenes. Stay in faith in the drought seasons, those times of waiting when He's taking you little by little. Isaiah said, when your time comes, God will do it quickly. The least of you will become 1,000. That's acceleration. That's God speeding up things to thrust you into your purpose. I received an email from a lady, and she and her husband had 3 children when she gave birth to her 4th child, a beautiful baby girl. They noticed early on that she wasn't developing like the other children. She barely talked. Other than an occasional mommy, she never said a word. Friends and family were concerned. They told these parents, she might be special needs. You need to have her tested. But this mother didn't want to hear that. Her other children were high achievers, excelling in school. She kept putting it off. Finally, the time came to start preschool. 4.5 years old, she was tested and had the speaking ability of a 12-month-old baby. Parents were devastated. The mother told how she was paralyzed with fear. They were in a drought month after month, year after year, and now it was confirmed by the experts, not just slower than normal, but a serious problem. These parents could have fallen apart. God, why did it happen? Instead, all through the day, they kept thanking God that He was working, and they kept thanking Him that their little girl would be able to speak. And they kept praise music going on throughout their house. And they never missed our services on television. When you're in a drought, it's important what you're feeding yourself. You don't need to hear all the negativity and the naysayers, how it's not going to work out. You need to feed your faith. Feed yourself hope. Meditate on what God says about your situation. When you believe, all things are possible. This little girl was enrolled in special education for speech that new school year. And August went by, nothing happened. Couldn't say a word. September, no better. October, November. Like Elijah, they were praying, believing, but there wasn't a cloud in the sky. No sign of things improving. They just kept thanking God He was working. In April of that next year, she suddenly began to talk. Wasn't gradual, wasn't little by little. All at once, she started speaking like she had been doing it for years. The teachers were baffled. They told the parents that she didn't need speech intervention any longer. My friend Hokalani is here on the front row. She just finished her sophomore year. She's excelling in school. Beautiful Hokalani. That's so awesome. Let me tell you, friends, God knows how to do things fast. He has these acceleration moments. What should have taken years will happen in a fraction of the time. When you're not seeing anything happening, no clouds in the sky, that's when you have to dig down deep. Say, God, I am not moved by what I see. I believe what I've heard in my spirit, the abundance of rain, healing for my child, freedom from this addiction, this baby I'm dreaming about. When you keep believing and thanking God, despite how long it's taking, that's when God can step in with these acceleration moments where you go from a drought to a downpour. Like Elijah, things will happen fast. This is what Joseph did. He was betrayed by his brothers and sold into slavery. And even though he had done nothing wrong, he found himself in a foreign land, held against his will. He's falsely accused, put in prison. It's one bad break after another. He was in a drought, a long waiting season. He could have been bitter, but he just kept trusting God, believing that he was still in control. One night, the Pharaoh, the leader of the nation, had a dream that he didn't understand. They said, there's a prisoner named Joseph that can interpret dreams. The scripture says that Joseph was brought quickly to the palace. One moment he's in prison, another ordinary day, going about his business. The next moment he's standing before the Pharaoh. He interpreted the dream, and the Pharaoh was so impressed, he made Joseph the prime minister, second in command only to him. If you would have told Joseph sitting in the prison after all the unfair things, people betraying him, being lied about, that tomorrow you're going to be the prime minister, you're not only going to be out of this prison dressed in a royal robe, but you're going to have the Pharaoh's ring representing the authority to do whatever you please, Joseph would have probably said, you lost your mind. That's not possible. But God can make things happen fast. Joseph didn't have to go through a trial, be vindicated by a jury. He didn't have to run for office, have people elect him. God knows how to accelerate your dreams, how to speed things up. What should have taken years, he can do in a fraction of time. You don't know what God is about to do for you. Like Joseph, you've been faithful. You kept a good attitude in the waiting seasons when God was taking you little by little. You didn't see much progress. You didn't complain. You didn't give up on your dream. You passed the test. Now God has some of these acceleration moments for you. Don't believe those lies that you're stuck where you are. It's going to take you a whole lifetime to get out of debt, get well, meet the right person. No, God is going to do things fast. You can't explain it. It wasn't your skill, your intellect, your hard work. It was the goodness of God. Like Isaiah said, taking you from one to 1,000, the smallest to a mighty nation. How's this going to happen? God said, when it's your time, I'm going to do it quickly. From a drought to a downpour, and there weren't any clouds. Don't worry if you don't see any sign. Just keep believing what you heard in your spirit. Healing, freedom, abundance, children serving God. I believe and declare it's going to happen fast. God is about to surprise you. Sudden breakthroughs, speedy recovery, acceleration that catapults you into your destiny. In Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen today? Let's pray together. If you have a minute, stick with me here just for 5 minutes. Father, thank you for what we've heard today. I know it falls on great ground, faithful people here at Lakewood and all those listening, watching. Lord, we receive this into our spirit today. Lord, we all are in some kind of waiting seasons, and I'm sure we've all got some kind of drought season, but Lord, we're going to trust you. Lord, believing that you do have these acceleration moments. Lord, that you know how to catapult us ahead. So, Lord, while we're not seeing anything happening, we're still going to keep being our best. We're going to still keep giving you praise. Lord, I thank you that you are letting faith rise in our hearts today. Lord, that we will see these moments of favor, even this year, Lord, show out in our lives in 2025 for your glory. And Lord, I ask as well that you protect your people as they go to work, the kids to school, your angels watching after them. In Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, just a quick question before we leave. If your heart stops beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity if you died a little while from now? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God, you know you need to recommit your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it today? The enemy in your thoughts, he'll whisper, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen, the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. You're not hearing this by accident. Well, Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. I have people at the house. I can't lift my hand. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life, you need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith, and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood. Let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be others. Your heart's beating fast. Still time for you. Anybody else watching, listening, up top? Well, God bless you. Please remain standing if you don't mind. And let me tell you how proud we are of you. I know that took courage to stand, but more importantly, I know God will never be ashamed of you because you took this step of faith today. The scripture says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Do you mind all praying this after me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Remain standing one moment. I want to tell you how much we love you, how we're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Make a commitment for the next year that it's going to be a priority. You're going to be here anytime you can. I'll make a promise before that year is over, your life will never be the same for the better. And I know you're busy, you know, you work hard and you need some time off. Maybe Sunday's a day off, but I can promise you this. When you get into a community of faith and put God first place, there is a blessing on your life. Your new week is going to go better. Love to have you here at Lakewood. Like I was talking about, you can get plugged into some of our amazing teams. Hey, after service, there's a room called New Beginnings. If you need anything, stop by over there. If you got a moment, stop by. I'd love to meet you. Can't do it today. Anytime you can, I'd be honored to meet you. Also, some classes after service. A lot of ways we can help you. Know this, though. The moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, May 25th, 2025, a new day of victory in your life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, let's all stand together, if you would, please. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you going home better off than you were before? Amen. We love you. Let me speak this blessing. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. Have an amazing week. We love you very much. See you back soon.